West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, no word yet from the University System of Georgia on the creation of a search committee to find the University of West Georgia's next school president. But if previous actions are an indicator for future actions, a search committee would not be named until the end of this year, and a new president not in place until the fall semester of 2025. Dr. Brendan Kelly's last day as university president was in middle August. USG's executive vice chancellor and chief academic officer, Dr. Ashwani Monga, began as interim president of UWG August the 19th. Now, prior to Kelly's hiring, Dr. Michael Crafton and Dr. Stuart Rayfield had served as interim presidents of UWG for one full year, from April 1st of 2019 until April of 2020, when Dr. Kelly officially took over the role. Those interim presidents served following the departure of Dr. Kyle Marrero, who left for Georgia Southern University. Now, 4 months after Marrero's last day with UWG, the USG announced a 15-member presidential search and screen committee. It has now been 2 months that UWG has operated with an interim president. Interim college presidents are typically chosen to provide an essential role when institutions are in a state of transition, and they are usually tasked with keeping the boat steady, guiding an institution straight without too much force or lack thereof. Georgia Labor Commissioner Bruce Thompson announcing today that all of Georgia's regional commissions reported a decrease in the September unemployment rate. In the Northwest Georgia region, which includes Harrelson County, the unemployment rate was down 0.8 to 3.3% over the month. The rate was 2.9% 1 year ago. The labor force was up over the month and up more than 6,700 over the year. The number of employed was up over the month as well, and up 4,700 over the year. However, initial unemployment claims are on the rise, up 556 over the month. And for the first time in a long while, claims are up over the year. For the Three Rivers region, which includes Carroll County, the unemployment rate was down 0.7 to 3.4% over the month. The rate was 3% 1 year ago. Labor force was up over 1,000 in September and up 4,200 over the year. Number of employed was up 3,000 over the month and up 3,200 over the year. Initial unemployment claims fell over the month and remain lower than this time last year. And the Carroll County Schools District tonight will announce the system's 2025 Teacher of the Year during the monthly Board of Education meeting. The three finalists are Stanley Clark from Central High School, Christina Flores from Providence Elementary School, and Claudia Lancheros from Temple High School. All Teachers of the Year from all county schools will be honored with a reception prior to Thursday's board meeting at the Carroll County Schools Performing Arts Center. I'm Colin Worthington, reporting.